Provo parents sound off on a gay straight club. Live, I'm Mary Richards.
KSL News Time, 7 o'clock. Coming up straight ahead on Utah's Morning News.
Parents fight back over a Provo High gay club. I'm Mary Richards.
It's happening tonight. Parents will get a chance to voice their opinions about a gay straight club at a Utah County high school. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more.
Well, the Provo School District says it expects a lot of concerned parents tonight talking about Provo High's new gay straight club. Stephen Graham says he will tell the district he thinks state law does not allow sexuality in a club.
There's the rub. It's not only is it inappropriate and immoral and dangerous for these kids, but it's against the law.
The district says the club is about tolerance and says if they get rid of it, they have to get rid of all clubs. Reporting live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 8:06.
Well, it is happening today. A gay straight club at a Utah County high school has parents gathering to have their voices heard. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in Provo with more.
Well, Stephen Graham's kids don't even go to Provo High School, but he says he's going to tonight's board meeting. He says he's upset that people say the gay straight club at Provo High is about tolerance.
But it's not about that. It's about indoctrinating our children and recruiting them into homosexuality.
Now, the district says they expect quite a crowd tonight after getting lots of concerned phone calls. Educators say if they get rid of this club, they'll have to get rid of all clubs. Live in Provo, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Parents can sound off at tonight's school district meeting about a new gay straight club at Provo High School. The district is hearing from a new group called the Standard of Living Foundation. Its president, Stephen Graham, says the district could be sued for allowing the club.
The state law says there will be no club that involves human sexuality. Well, you tell me that homosexuality doesn't involve human sexuality.
District officials say they have received a lot of angry phone calls from parents since the club began last month, but they say they have to allow that club or no clubs at all.